Brothers and sisters, today's topic of Treasures for the Soul is Being United and Heart-to-Heart with Abba, Part 2. The experience of Jacob and his son Benjamin helps us realize that our lives are bound up in Abba's. We affect him the most. Abba indeed lives in us. Our spirit are united to his. Living out a life of heart-to-heart prayers with Abba is not complicated at all. For example, when we go out, we can say, "Abba, I love you." When we sing hymns, we can also realize that we are united with Abba. These are all very simple, but we must live it out so that we can enter into the truth and enjoy it. This is also Abba's desire all along. We really need to treasure today and be heart to heart with Abba.
Genesis chapter 42, verse 38. But he said, "My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is the only one left. If harm should happen to him on the journey that you are to make, you would bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to Sheol." Jacob's son, Benjamin, affected Jacob so much. Chapter 44, verses 25 to 29. And when our father said, "Go again, buy us a little food," we said, "We cannot go down. If our youngest brother goes with us, then we will go down. For we cannot see the man's face unless our youngest brother is with us." Then your servant, my father, said to us, "You know that my wife bore me two sons. One left me." And I said, "Surely he has been torn to pieces, and I have never seen him since. If you take this one also from me, and harm happens to him, you will bring down my gray hairs in evil to Sheol." This was what Judah told Joseph regarding Jacob and Benjamin. His life is bound up in the boy's life. Through this Bible passage, I hope you can see that your life is deeply bound up in Abba's. It is really precious that we are born of him. We are his true-born children, which surpasses our relationship with our biological parents. We know we are united with the Lord and in one spirit with him. Being in one spirit with him means that our lives are deeply bound up in his, and he lives in our heart. The Lord spoke of the vine and the branches as a comparison. We have a living union and a love union with the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5 and 1 Corinthians chapter 6 tell us, the two will become one flesh. This is speaking about the union between husband and wife. We are now one spirit with the Lord. This union is even deeper than that of one flesh. And such closeness is beyond words to describe. Today I want to focus on our union with Abba. First, we need to realize that the Spirit of the Father definitely lives in us. Matthew chapter 10 says, "When they deliver you over, do not be anxious how you are to speak or what you are to say. For it is not you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." Many times I have experienced the Lord giving me words to speak at that moment as I share the messages. He is living. The Lord also said, "If ye abide in me and my words abide in you." Therefore, if we abide in him, he will speak to us, teach us, and open our eyes throughout each day. We will experience his words abiding in us. As the Lord lives in us, Abba also lives in us. We should realize that our lives are bound up with Abba's, which is much deeper than that of Jacob and Benjamin. Because of their father-son relationship, Jacob's and Benjamin's lives are bound up together. Our relationship with Abba is far greater in depth. Our spirits are bound up in His. We are deeply united with the Trinity. When you pray, you can behold Abba, realizing that our glorious and magnificent Abba is sitting on the throne. He is in your heart at the same time, and you are deeply united with Him. When you pray to Abba and the Lord with this awareness, you will realize that they are not far from you. Unlike talking on the phone with others, where there is still a distance in between the two parties, but there is no distance between God and you. Your spirit is closely united with God's. Here are some suggestions to help you enjoy being heart-to-heart with Abba. When you mention Abba in your prayers, you need to realize the truth that you are united with Him. Each time when you leave your house, you may tell the Father, "Abba, I love you." You need to use your spirit and speak from your heart, not just a mechanical response. When you sing hymns, you also need to realize the truth. You will not feel that it requires a lot of effort. When you practice more, it will become very natural. Just like when you behold the Lord and realize that He is in glory, He is everywhere, and He is in your heart at the same time. It does not take you extra effort. You will feel very close to Abba. You will feel warm and sweet. You will never be alone. When the Lord was on earth, He also said that He is not alone. When you pray to Him, being heart to heart with Him, you are certain that you are not alone. In the past, you may know it by knowledge, but now you should be able to realize and experience more that He is close to you. Praying to Abba and the Lord in a manner of being heart to heart with them is beneficial in many aspects. When you practice it, you will enjoy Abba more and love Him more. You have already practiced being heart-to-heart with the Lord. Then it is not difficult for you to enjoy living with Abba in the same way. It's not about how much I share. What makes a difference is whether you practice it or not. If you practice it, you will enter into this truth and enjoy it more. I hope you can experience it yourself. Abba has a personal relationship with you. I cannot replace you. I can only share with you the way. It's simple, but we need to carry it out. Let's treasure today and enjoy today being heart to heart with you, living a sweet life with you today. Your mercy and love are fresh every day. Let's be heart to heart with you, living a joyful life with you today. I feel that Abba has been waiting for so long. I hope that in this third stage of our church movement, we can enter into Abba's love more than when we were in the second stage. This way of praying to Him by being heart to heart with Him, helps me tremendously in entering into Abba's love. Since I was a young believer, I have already deeply enjoyed the Lord's love. I also treasured Abba, but it was not enough. We did not enjoy Abba enough in our first stage. Now, in this third stage, I believe the Lord will lead us to enter deeper into Abba's love. Abba and the Lord really desires this. I have believed in God for over 60 years. He still desires that we can be closest to Him.